We wonder, we think, we question, we drink. Discussions of flicks, superpowers and chicks. There's robots and ninjas and time travel too. Internal dialogues, we seek the truth.
We now join our conversation, already in progress.
What is it with everybody in high school being a lesbian?
I don't know, Jennifer's a lesbian now too, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
God, that was a good victory for that team, man.
Oh yeah, I wonder how that makes Fernie feel.
You know, Fernie was the first person to tell me that Miguel was bisexual.
Was he really?
Yeah. It's funny, I remember when I found out, and, you know, later on I asked him about this, and he was like, yeah, and I'm like, okay, cool. But, like, that was my first knowing of a guy that I knew that was not straight. There were certain obvious people that were, like, in the cheerleading squad or whatever.
Right.
But, like, I didn't hang out with him, so... And Miguel was, like...
In your group.
Yeah, he was, like... He is, you know, one of my good friends. And, it was so weird, you know, just being like, Oh.
He's a true bisexual, isn't he?
What's the difference between true and false bisexuals?
No, it's, a lot of times it seems like it's a growing thing, man. Like, shit.
You're bisexual
like
for 50.
Yeah. Like the Jennifer thing, or I don't know. A lot of times people go through like these emotional things or something, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
Right. So they're like emotionally upset with the sex, so they change teams. Excuse me, I'm eating my tilapia.
Oh goddamn! God, would you ever do that? Like, if you had really, really bad luck with women?
My friend Omar asked me this, and it's a good question.
Really?
And
I don't know if it is a good question.
Omar's freaking awesome, but I think he's gay. But his question was this. He was like, all right.
He's like, don't you ever feel like kissing me? No? Okay.
Don't you ever feel like kissing me? And I'm like, no, Omar. No.
What if we were really drunk? You want to go drinking tonight?
What if you could, of two choices, never ever have any sexual contact again, ever?
Okay.
Not even yourself. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Or all the sex you would ever want.
Yes.
But it has to be with another man.
All and only the sex that I would want? Because...
No, all the sex that you would want, just not with the right gender.
No. So I get that, but like, so there's certain things that go into having sex with men that don't go into having sex with women, usually. Right?
Go on.
So I'm trying to understand this choice. Like, I understand the first prong of the dilemma where I don't get to have sex.
No. You don't get to call yourself gay and never have a sexual encounter while you stay at home and beat the meat. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like that.
No, I have to. Okay. All right, so the first one, I don't ever... Basically, my private parts are shot off or something.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's gone. I get that. That makes sense to me. In fact, you know, I've... Arguably, I could probably do that. Maybe. I don't know. It'd be hard, but I could do it. The second one's the one that's tricky for me because, okay, I'm wondering...
You don't have to explain this to me, Carlos. I mean, if you've wondered about...
No.
I spent years, man, waiting for this conversation, man. So,
why, brother. Why have you been waiting? What are you... No, because you said all the sex that I want, right? But
there
could be all the sex that I would want and a lot of sex that I really, really don't want. You know?
Well, I guess what I mean is... The availability with another partner would always be at your disposal. But that member would be of the same gender.
Yeah, so if the question is no sexual contact whatsoever, or you get to be a top and you never actually have to look at the person in the eye and...
Oh my God, are you justifying this to yourself?
I'm trying to figure out what the choice is. I just want to be clear about this.
Because I'm sure you can close your eyes, man.
Can I close my... So it's like a glory hole, right? Like, you go into a room and you see a hole, like, cut into the wall, and it says heaven, and it points to the hole. And so you unzip, and you stick yourself into that hole. And the implication is that there is somebody at on the other side, but the reality of it is that it's probably a guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No woman is going to be doing that. So that's a little gay, but it's, as far as gay things go, that's one of the less gay things that you could be. So if the option that you're giving me is the equivalent of like a lifelong glory hole, or not having
any contact
whatsoever. So the glory hole life, where I have, like, in the back of my mind, I know that it's a guy, but whatever. You know, I think I could fool myself into doing that. I think I could.
Holy shit!
If, on the other hand, I also had to reciprocate, I don't believe I could do that. Like, if I had to be a bottom, or if I had to go down on a guy.
Shit.
It's just not in me. Like, even if I were in prison, like, let's say we get locked up in prison, right?
Right.
And you're gonna get beat every day. For 4 hours every day, just enough so that you can, like, make it home and sleep, and then come back and get beat up again every day for 10 years. And they're going to find new ways to beat you up and new ways to make everything hurt, and you're just going to, it's going to suck.
Right.
Or you could go down on the guy once.
Ugh.
What would you choose?
Man, pain is pain.
That is true. I don't think anybody will argue with you that pain is not pain.
Jesus, man. I'd probably take one for the team.
Really?
Yeah, in those conditions, man, I think so. I mean, you don't have choices anymore.
I don't know, dude. I think I would make it, like, 2 weeks of getting my ass handed to me and just, like, getting beat up.
Yeah.
Right? Or I would try to be, I didn't include the possibility of negotiations, but I would try to convince the person that I was prone to seizures and there was a possibility that I would bite off his thing or whatever. You know. Like, no guy wants to be afraid of losing their penis.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So just, I mean, I already figured out my strategy for what to do in prison, generally. So if I'm ever afraid of being anally raped, I just stop wiping. You know? Because, again, most guys aren't going to go forward with that. I'll turn myself into the stinky kid in the playground, man. I don't care.
Stinky kid in the playground.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a clever thought. That's true.
Wait, so you didn't answer your own question. All right.
Okay, first off, I remember you saying about this magic hole. What did you call it?
Glory hole.
Glory hole. Yeah. I've never heard of it before. But I am thinking of a scenario where, let's say, for example, there's, like, a booth in front of you, and there's, like, this stupid, stupid hot chick, and she's like, I can do amazing things for you right now. And she walks into the booth. You see her in the booth, the 4x4 booth, and she seals the door.
And then you
stick junk. And she does what she has to do, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. Well,
yeah.
It turns out to be like a practical joke. Another man was inside it, right? Standing in the corner.
Oh, man, like Police Academy. You ever seen the first Police Academy? The guy's giving a lecture, and a prostitute, like one of the main characters, Steve Guttenberg, hires a prostitute to blow him while he's standing behind the podium.
That's right.
And then Gutenberg sneaks in so that the guy thinks that Gutenberg was the one that did that?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. At first, I was like, holy shit, this guy is talking about Police Academy. I thought, I'm like, wait a minute, I actually remember this scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yes, same thing. Same thing. Except the guy actually does the work. And you walk away relieved, and then you hear the news.
Would it bother you?
I would be so fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. No, man.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Because of the two of us, you're the only one that's ever kissed the guy. So I would have thought...
The guy kissed me. Let's get the story straight, man.
I don't know, Daniel. I don't know. I wasn't there. I just heard that it happened multiple times. And you would think that you would have learned your lesson if he had been the one that kissed you.
He was huge. He was an aggressor, Carlos. What did you want me to do?
He was a foot shorter than you and 50 pounds lighter than you.
No. The first time it happened, I was walking to... Where was I? Okay, we're not going to talk about where I was. I think I was walking to the school bus or something like that. And somebody dared him, and he ran up and kissed my face.
Wait, did he really?
Yeah.
I thought he... Not your lips?
No. It was my face. In Albuquerque, he kissed me.
All right.
Which was weird, mind you. Yeah.
All right. But you're still friends with him. This is the amusing part about it.
This is exactly why I know I'm not gay.
So you're a confirmed not gay.
I am a confirmed.
Straight person.
Exactly. Most people are like, oh, dude, fuck that. No way. I have this friend at work, Max. He's like, hey, Dad, what's going on? And I'm like, fucking fag. He's like, I would never, ever, yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever. Probably the gayest of all of them.
Yeah, he probably is.
I don't know.
But you're confirmed.
Well, yeah, I had a man run up and kiss my face. I was like, I didn't stop that. And then there was a big joke. And then a year later, he like actually smacked one on me. I was like, holy fucking shit. And I'm like, I did not like that.
It may have just been him, though. It may have just been him kissing. You should try it with more guys regularly.
You know, I knew that this should be something you'd say. Well, let me tell you what. If I had to choose a life of boundless sex, with the same gender, or I'd have to sleep with one ugly chick every now and then, I would certainly go with the ugly chick.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right?
I don't think that was the choice, though. The choice was no.
Well, I did not get kissed by an ugly man.
You think he was pretty?
No, I think that the man has... try to find a way to say this appropriately so you don't come back to me. I don't think the man is...
So if you were to be gay, he would be the person you would go gay for?
No, if I were to go... he would be a burly man. You know what I mean?
Really?
He'd be huge. He'd be big, yeah.
You're into bears?
Yeah. Awesome. Tell you what.
Like big, hairy,
well,
beefy
guys. Okay. Not that I am.
But I have
beef. I have beef with lesbians that hook up with other chicks who dress and cut their hair like guys.
Oh, so you don't like lesbians that are into, like... dykey lesbians.
Yeah. I'm like, that is not... Okay, if you're a lesbian, go hook up with a hot, beautiful girl, right? No, they'll go hook up with the chunky, short-haired girl who wears a backward cap and baggy pants, and I'm like, that is by far the closest you can get to a man short of a surgery, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
And I'm like, why would you be a lesbian only to go after the same thing that you're trying not to go near, you know? If you didn't want to, man, I don't get that.
Do you get straight guys that are into big girls? You know, like
No, I don't get that either, okay? There's a lot of things about the human race that I don't understand, and that may be one of the top, if not the top five.
So you basically don't get people that are into things that you're not into?
Well, no, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's the physiology behind it. I mean, how are you even going to reach? You know what I mean? I don't even want to think about that right now. That's making me sick.
Anyway, okay, so the police academy's situation where you're in a booth, the girl goes in, she says, "I'm going to do terrible things to you." The door closes, somebody does terrible things to you, feels really good, it turns out to be a guy. Where were you going with that? Were you okay with that? Would it bother you?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, I would be very upset with it because, for some reason, the after gratification is more important than the process.
Really?
Yeah.
For me. It's a nice process.
Okay. You're like, man, this is nice because I'm getting this. This is nice because I'm getting this. This is nice because I'm getting this. Wait a minute. I've never been getting this. This is not nice. Because it's like, I don't know. A chick going down on me is like conceptually cool.
Yeah. You know? Truth.
It's like, oh, dude, that hot chick is wrapping her lips around something that's...
Pee-wee.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, yeah. No, awesome. So, yeah, but, no, man, no, I don't know, I could easily live the life of celibacy if I had to.
You think so?
Yeah. You don't have a choice, man. Well, you don't have a choice, man, you can't do anything about it. You made your choice at the end of it. I mean, you move on, you know, you're like, oh, man, I really wish I could hook up with a chick right now. Well, you can't, so let's go ride dirt bikes.
Yeah, no, I'd be okay with that. I could live with it. I could. But the option was limitless, boundless sex that you enjoy. It would just not be the gender that you're attracted to.
Well, I don't know if I would enjoy it as much as you would.
So let's do it this other way. Like, let's just not say it's a different gender. Let's just say it's a girl that you are not at all attracted to. Like, there's girls like that, right? Like, there's women that you are not...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got to think of it. We got to think of a name here. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Who was a chick growing up that you had absolutely no interest in? You know what, for me? It would probably be Crystal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, for me, too. For me, too. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Crystal. Yeah, right now, Crystal would be number three, man.
Yeah, no, she's up there. Okay, let's do it that way. Limitless, boundless sex with her, or complete abstinence for the rest of your life, including yourself.
Oh man, oh Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's intense.
Yeah.
Man, somebody's got to be fugly for you not to want to have.
You know, I actually think in this case I would choose the no sex.
Yeah.
I think I would.
I really would. I really, really would. I'm like, there's no question here. No, dude. Even if she's like, I'll do anything you want me to. I'm like, no. No. No.
You can't erase those images from your mind.
Yeah, dude, those would be skewered on the back if you're like... eyelids or something.
Oh. It's already getting hard, but I have
forever burned in your corneas. Oh. Yeah.
Ow! I'm imagining it. I am. I think the only way I could do it is
like she would walk home and she's like, "Hello, Carlos." So she's like laying on the couch, half naked, with one of her like boobs hanging out, but it's like so saggy, it's like hanging over the bra.
No.
And like a no. Oh,
no.
There's pimples everywhere. There's pimples everywhere. Maybe they're rupturing. Maybe some of them are still intact. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Splotches where splotches should not be.
For some reason, she has to shave her chest, but she doesn't follow through on the armpits or something like that. No.
When you said limitless, boundless sex, you did not... When you said that, you did not imply that I had to look at the person.
Well, you can do whatever you want. That's true. You can keep your eyes.
Okay. So, The only way it would ever work for me with this girl is if I would call her, she would show up within 5 minutes, I would have a blindfold.
She wouldn't talk.
She wouldn't talk. She would service me and then leave.
Immediately. Yeah,
and
immediately.
Then I could take off, yeah, immediately. And then I could take off the blindfold.
Oh, man.
And I think I could do that, I think.
Yeah, like, if you get drunk, and
yeah,
you call her and she shows up, she doesn't touch you with your hands.
Yeah.
She just opens her mouth and
swishes.
Sorry.
No. That's the only way I could do that. And in that case, I would choose that option. And it goes the same for a guy, too. Otherwise,
really?
I think
I mean, why do you have to throw that in? I mean, we're not even talking about that anymore.
That's the only reason we talked about it, was because I wanted to form the analogy.
Yeah, you wanted to get back to what you were missing, is what it was.
Daniel, I am 51% sure I'm straight. And that's the
majority
right there.
Yeah, I'm 49%. Oh, Miguel was 49, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even remember what my number was. You were more flamboyant than I was. I remember that.
I was.
And Fernie was more so than me, but...
Well, Fernie, I've always had my doubts about.
Fernie would be a very angry, just once he found out, he would hate people.
I don't think so. I think the thing that makes Fernie mad is that he's not able to explore it. I think his anger would dissipate.
No, I think once he explores it, he'd be more angry, because he would confirm that he likes it.
And that would make him angry?
Like, he would have... Like, for example, he would have the traditional let's go camping, tent, sex, freak, shit, and then the next day he'd be like, get the fuck away from me. He would be angered by the fact that he enjoyed it.
That's awesome. Yeah, he would. He would.
There was that movie in 2000 or something like that. I think it was like American Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that movie? Well,
yeah.
The father. The father. And he was like a straight arrow, ex-military.
Yeah.
And then he ended up like trying to kiss a guy at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Then he got so furious when he found out that the guy that he thought was gay wasn't gay. He ended up killing him.
That's definitely Fernie in 20 years.
Eight years.
8 years? He's on the accelerated track. That's awesome.
For more internal dialogues, visit www.internaldialogues.com or email podcast@internaldialogues.com. And that's dialogues with an I. Record a question of your own at 559-WHAT-IF-I. That's 559-942-8434.